Alex.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Going with this music, I'll just keep stepping over the top of it. There we go. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. We got all these people going 75 because now they can't drive 55. Bradley, that music inspires me. I know it does. Puts a little gas in the fire, doesn't it? A little oomph. And everything that you do. A little quickening going on. Well, That's why I like that music. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 33 to play loud, to play with a loud sound, to loudly, right? That's not what I was told. That's not what I was taught in church today. We're going to talk a little bit about what the Word says so we can get rid of some of that religion, that rust of religion off you, okay? A little of that tradition that mom and pops may have dropped on you that just isn't quite lined up with the Word of God. We'll talk about that as well. But back to the fact, if you'd like to check us out online, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or if you'd like to go to my personal page, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. There's two pages out there. One is a fan page, and then there is a personal page. Check them out. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And friends, again, phone lines are accessible if you'd like to call in. Please, don't worry about it. I don't bite. I may growl, but I won't bite. I feel like Molotov Mitchell right now. I don't know if it's the coffee or because I didn't have any coffee. I don't know. I just took a sip of coffee, and I feel okay right now. So, and by the way, I did get my coffee. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where I think for myself. Yes, I do. And make not the others the measure of my conduct. And why is that? Because I ain't going there. You know, I'm putting my feet upon the rock. Remember what Andrew Jackson, remember we talked about that a couple days back? And Andrew Jackson's, his conversion story, pretty powerful stuff because of a faithful preacher named Peter Cartwright who got in his face and said what needed to be said because he loved him enough, understanding the love of Christ that constrains him, warning him to flee from the wrath to come. He's the guy that said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I love that. I love that. Yesterday we were talking about the apostles and God's love story towards the world through his apostles who were insulted by the enemies of their master. They were called to bear the doctrines of Christ with their blood, and nobly they did, just like the American veteran have and has in the past and in the present, friends, magnifying the doctrines of our Constitution and the laws of our republic. Natural to the spiritual, spiritual to the natural. Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia. Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. I know, I'm with you guys. I'm still trying to figure out, where is this wonderful plan that the modern-day church in America is talking about? I don't know, because I can't find it in Scripture, and I can't find it in history neither. I know that someone had a sacrifice for the freedoms that we have, and this is God's love story demonstrated to the apostles of Jesus Christ. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. John was put in a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterwards banished to Patmos, where he died of old age. That was a miracle. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome because he said he wasn't worthy to be crucified as his Lord, my Lord. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. James the Less was thrown from a pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to the death with a fuller's club while praying for his persecutors. Interesting. Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified. Andrew was bound to a cross where he preached to his persecutors until he died. Them Christians, hey, that's a little contrary, folks, isn't it, to what you see today? You don't see them capitulating, do you? No, you see them going into the middle of it and shedding their blood. It was as if Andrew, history tells us, I believe it was Fox's Book of Martyrs, where Andrew, when it was time for him to go to the cross, he said, what am I to preach the cross? And not go to the cross. You know what he did, friends? He went and kissed the cross. Andrew was bound to a cross where he preached to his persecutors until he died. Thomas was run through the body with a lance, a spear at Coromandel in the East Indies. Jude was crucified at Edessa. Matthew was first stoned and then beheaded. Barnabas of the Gentiles, who was non-Jewish, was stoned to death at Salamina. Peter, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the Emperor Nero. Such was the fate of the apostles according to the traditional statements. That's what we talked about yesterday. Yeah, that's what we talked about yesterday. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring the correlation of law and love, because the fulfilling of the law is love. And in America, we're trying to figure out why the love of many wax cold. Because they don't understand God's righteous standard, right from wrong, that we are to condemn the wicked and we are to justify the righteous because we have no knowledge of his law. You know, tea party after tea party that I do, church after church that I do, friends, I'll ask how many people in this room are Christians. I would say easily 95%, at least from what I've observed, have raised their hands. They're Christians. Now, let me ask you a question. How many in this room that confess your Christianity can actually tell me three of the Ten Commandments? Oh, okay, wait a second. So you love him, but you don't know what his commandments say. And yet, I thought Jesus came to magnify that law. Yes, he did. Hebrews 10, let's go back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 42. That's exactly what he did. He didn't throw down the law. He established the law through faith. I'm going to come back and I'm going to start talking to you about what real love is. And I'm going to bring judgment and love together so now you can understand. By the way, the guy that I'm going to talk about is George Washington. Pretty cool guy. You guys all know who he was, right? The first president of the United States. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about God's love story to the world, to the apostles, and their martyrdom. And what I wanted to do is bring forth the correlation between judgment and love. Folks, you got to keep in mind, God gave his law because he loves. And Christ came to fulfill the law, right? And that's what Scripture continuously tells us over and over and over again. That Christ came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to abrogate it. And when we begin to look at Scripture just a little bit, we can see, and what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brother, this do, and you shall not trespass. And then, do you remember yesterday we were talking about Leviticus 19, where he said, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not allow, not suffer sin upon him. So love does just the exact opposite as to what you see in the professed church in America today. It actually confronts, it deals with the issues. And love, folks, remember what I said again yesterday? Jesus, when he was rebuking the Pharisees, that was love because God is love. And when he was healing folks, well, that was love because God is love. Everything Christ did was an act of love. We can't separate one without the other. You can't. By the way, in the 70s, folks, that's what, for all those that know who Keith Green was, did you know that they were teaching him that law and love were separate? That is ridiculous. You know, there's a judge in Cambridge, Minnesota, here in the state of Minnesota. And what's interesting about this judge in Cambridge, Minnesota, is he's such a good judge. He loves his people so much that he enforces the laws of the land against crime. He brings forth judgment to establish righteousness. If you get caught drinking and driving in Cambridge, Minnesota, you get the book thrown at you. There's no mercy. The mercy is that you knew not to go there in the first place to commit the crime. And guess what people do? Those that party, they don't go to Cambridge, Minnesota. In other words, he protects his people by magnifying the laws unto judgment. And the criminals know not to drink and drive in his community. See how that works? That's pretty awesome. Now let me bring you over to George Washington. There's a true story told of Major Andre, He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, but by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death, but on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Now, in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied. And there seemed to be, well, somewhat, but one course of pursuit, and he had to take it. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. Now, George Washington's feelings of compassion and the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, when you begin to understand what real love does, it doesn't exempt or throw off judgment. It actually brings it forth. Because it's a mercy to society to actually deal with this traitor, and George Washington knew that that was the case. Did he want to do it? Nope, but he stuck to God's plan. And when he stuck to God's plan, he brought forth the execution of the traitor. So what you see is Washington loved his country so much that he knew if such an act went unpunished, listen carefully, friends, if an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. So justice has to be satisfied. So you can't have one without the other. People always tend to the mercy side. Let's go to the side of mercy. I know, how's that working out for you, America? Look, you have a justice system, which you should rightfully call an injustice system. They have no love for their brothers or their sisters whatsoever, the justice system doesn't, for the most part. And so what happens? Crime runs rampant. Why? Because they show so much mercy to a criminal. They show more mercy to the criminal than they do the victims in this country. Thus, you have everything completely up on its head today. And Charles Spurgeon rightly said, to overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous, then love wounds itself by killing justice. True that. True that. You know, according to how much the judge loves his people will be to the degree that he executes judgment upon their crimes. Not the other way around. Mercy is shown where mercy is needed. Do we serve a merciful God? Yes, of course we do. Yesterday we started to talk about false grace, how they're equating grace to licentiousness or lasciviousness. And then I brought Jude 3:4 in, and it says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common," listen carefully, "the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you, push you in the call of God, that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Now listen carefully. "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Isn't it interesting, in America today, the standard for Christ in Christianity, rather than conquering and taking the land in the name of Christ? Now what they have is they have a bunch of church meetings to fix everybody that doesn't want to bear their cross. We wonder why the pastors are leading the churches when the apostles and the prophets and the teachers are. 1 Corinthians 12:28. We're trying to figure out why the pastors are burnt out tending to their flocks because they're babysitting a bunch of people that don't want to go any further. When we go to the New Testament again, Romans 13, listen carefully. "Owe no man anything but to love one another." What Scripture is telling me, friends, is I owe you the truth because it's the truth that makes men free. I don't owe it to you to stand back and say nothing and watch you to destroy yourself. Where's the love in that? There isn't any love. He said, Paul did, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this," listen to what he says right away, friends, "for this, thou shalt not commit adultery." "Thou shalt not kill." This is what Paul's saying in Romans 13, friends. "Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness." By the way, do the laws of our constitutional republic agree with Scripture? Of course, that's where it's derived from. They're not one outside of another. They're the two sciences that run together, said James Wilson. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie, bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this. Namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, David used to send the judgments or set the judgments of God before himself that he would not sin before God. And how am I to love man if I don't first understand the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me? Folks, one thing I can tell you, and I'm going off on my personal testimony. I cannot stand fake people. I cannot stand fake people. I discern them right away. I'll prophetically pick up on them right away. And I'll see them lie to your face. They will sit there and they will tell you smooth words with their, you know, with the things that come out of their pie hole. But they have drawn swords in their heart. And when you study out the book of Jeremiah, you can see it all over the place. They would say things that appeased people. Only so they could get something from them. Or they were being the hypocrite. They couldn't really stand it, but they were trying to be friendly with them. See, if the fact of the matter is that they were really forgiven for their sins before a just and a holy God, then they probably wouldn't have any ought in their heart towards anybody else. See, because if you remember right, in Scripture, it tells us in Mark 11:23, 24, and 25, that we are to forgive people. Not hold ought, or being malicious, or to be unforgiving. Folks, if we realize that God showed mercy unto us first and foremost, and we really receive the love that God has put in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, we will not tolerate sin. I didn't say that we would be unforgiving, malicious, or we would hold aught towards each other. No, that's not a part of that. Because when the love of God is in your heart, you don't have room for all of that other stuff. Talking about real love. See, so what we have in the body of Christ, they like to call themselves Christians. These are the people that are unforgiving, they're holding aught, they're malicious, they're two-faced, they're not real with anybody. And I'll tell you what, if you are around people like that, you better rest assured, if they can't be real with other people, it's because they're not being real with God. And if they can't be real with God, then you better understand you can't trust that individual as far as you can throw them. How can you sit there and say that you hate your brother and love God? Scripture tells us that. 1 John 5. How can you sit there and say that you love God when you have aught in your heart towards your brother? Were you forgiven of your sin towards God? Or maybe you haven't gone that far yet. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about owing no man anything. Talking about God's, folks, listen, God's love story through the martyrdom of Jesus Christ and the apostles and the church of today that bears their cross, knowing the power of God unto salvation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The reformers, Jonathan Edwards, the only way we can know whether we are sinning is by knowing God and his moral law. Martin Luther, the first duty of the gospel preacher is to declare God's law and show the nature of sin. Charles Spurgeon said the law cuts into the core of evil. It reveals the seed of the malignity and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. This is incredible stuff. John Bunyan, the man who does not know the nature of the law, cannot know the nature of sin. Augustine, the law is not in fault, but our evil and wicked nature, even as a heap of lime is still and quiet until water be poured upon therein. But then it begins to smoke and burn, not from the fault of the water, but from the nature and the kind of the lime which will not endure it. Folks, I could go on and on. Here's the one I wanted to get to. Martin Luther, the great reformer, this is what he said. Listen carefully. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or suspected, he has raised up a sect as such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Yes, grace is only given to dead men, friends. I mean, as D.L. Moody rightly said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. And if you're dead to yourself, well, the Bible says then we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Now, right before the break, I was talking about Romans 13. And how it says, owe no man anything. Folks, you owe your brother the truth if you have the truth within your heart. And remember what I said to you is, how can you say that you love God if you hate your brother? And God says, listen, I'm not going to answer your prayers until you forgive your brother. And then we go back to 1 John again. It says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. I didn't see in his commandments where you're supposed to be angry with each other. It says, be angry and sin not. So there's a righteous indignation, folks. And then he goes on, Paul does in Romans 13, for this thou shalt not commit adultery. In other words, if you don't want me to commit adultery with your wife, then don't commit adultery with my wife. Matter of fact, don't even look at her, Jesus said. The first one's free, the second one will cost you. Thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Wow. So grace magnifies it. Yep. Grace has a different understanding of the law fulfilled because it magnifies the law. Thou shalt not bear witness. I'm talking about spiritual understanding because the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. He goes on, thou shalt not covet. Hey, listen, keep your hands off my stuff. I'm not talking about stealing because he already said thou shalt not steal, common sense. He said if your right hand offends you, cut it off. Now, do you think Jesus is really saying cut off your hand? No, he's trying to show you the severity of sin. If you're going to commit the crime, you're going to do the time. If you're going to sow to the flesh, you are of the flesh going to reap corruption. So thou shalt not covet. Don't desire something that belongs to me. If you don't want me desiring something that you have. See how that works? Love is the fulfilling of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then he says, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And keep in mind, scripture says that we are not to suffer sin upon our brothers. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then he says, talking about God's love for the world through martyrdom of Christ and his apostles and the Christians of the day. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Of course it doesn't. It fulfills the law. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. When you don't keep the commandments, the Bible again says that he that saith, I know him or abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And the Bible says again, contrary to that, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Holy Ghost bearing witness, Holy Ghost empowered, a work of faith with power, a work of faith and a labor of love. All in one, friends. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And then he says at the very bottom of Romans 13, verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Against such there is no law. Read Galatians 5 when you get some time. Because we need to understand something, guys. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And also keep in mind, friends, that God said that he was going to raise up a prophet like unto himself, not only just in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, but also in the book of Acts. Guess what his name is? Jesus Christ. Remember when Jesus asked his apostles, who do men say that I am? Well, some said that he was Jeremiah or one of the old prophets. Some said that he was Elijah. Really? I didn't see any one of them say, some say a little sheepish capitulator who runs from the battle and doesn't know anything about hardship, trial, or tribulation, or persecution. Now, we got to try to avoid all that business. No, the Bible says he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is a man of war. He fights for those that he loves, friends. He fights for those that he loves, and he also tells them the truth to those that he loves. For the law was given by Moses, but grace, but isn't supposed to be in the original translation, by the way. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. Then in Romans 3:31, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, we establish the law. Because you need to keep in mind something, friends. This is going to set some of you people free right now. Jesus was a preacher of the law to the Jews that were broken by the law. Read Romans 15:8. We are the Gentiles, and we don't understand what the Jews, under the Jews first, was given to the oracles of God, Romans 3. They knew something that we needed to know, and then when we read in the New Testament, we can see wherefore the law is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. So the law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Just like the woman that was caught in adultery in John 8. Remember they wanted to condemn her? They wanted to stone her? Remember that? Oh, yeah, it was such a wonderful, it was such a wonderful exhibition of God and his mercy and grace. Yes, the law said they caught the woman in the act of adultery. They brought her to the feet of Jesus Christ. They wanted to stone her. Jesus said to he who was without sin, let him go ahead and cast the first stone. They all got up from the oldest to the youngest. They up and walked away. Probably because they were guilty of the same crime. They didn't know that they were around a prophet. But Jesus set the record straight. Jesus looked at the woman because he got down and he wrote in the sand. Many say that he was writing the law of God in the sand. They were convicted by their conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. That's when they got up and walked away, because they knew that they were just as guilty as the woman that they just brought to the feet of Christ. And what was the grace that Jesus displayed to them? He said to the woman that was busted, I guarantee you she just wasn't busted by the Pharisees. She was broken within, because we know that the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise Psalm 51. Read Isaiah 66 too. Read Psalm 34. It says it all there, friends. Of course. You don't show mercy to a man that's not sorry for his crime against the law. That's foolishness. But Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision. He was a preacher of the law to the Jews that were broken by the law. Romans 15, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Yes. Now remember again, let me go back to John 8 real quick. Remember when the woman was busted? What was the grace that Jesus taught the people? He said, go and sin no more. He said, go and sin no more. He didn't say the grace of God is used as a cover-up. Read Isaiah 30. It's a false covering, friends. It's an empowerment, not a cover-up. It's an empowerment to overcome, not to succumb to your sin. Friends, if you have a dispensation to choose to do the wrong thing, you better bet your bottom dollar. God is faithful, of course, to give you a dispensation to do the right thing as well. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you life and death. Blessings and cursings. He said, choose life that both you and your seed may live. It's amazing to me the mercy that America falls for in our country today. Oh, he just couldn't help himself. You know he slaughtered a family out on the street. He was drunken. You know, he's drunk at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He just slaughtered this family out on the street. I mean, don't forget about the 12,000 on a yearly basis, friends. They can't help themselves. As long as there's money to be made in the bureaucracy, hey, we'll let it slide. I mean, it's not like the man didn't make a choice to buy the drink in the first place, right? And then take his keys out of his pocket and then start his car, right? And then to go and endanger everybody else's life, right? But he did that. And for some reason, there's something that we need to do for him rather than the slaughtered family and the victims that remained alive. See how, again, completely backwards the American people are? Grace empowers us to do the right thing. Charles Spurgeon prayed, Lord, give me more grace to keep your commandments better. Yes, that's real grace. David was afraid of God's judgments. He understood within his heart through testimony not to touch the fire called sin, because he knew it burned. He understood to respect God. He understood to show reverence to God in fear, a filial fear to his father. And by the way, he showed so much respect and reverence for God because he's seen how merciful he was in his judgment towards him. See, God's mercy will draw you back unto him because of his love. Let me bring you to another example. In Mark 10, the Bible says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, talking to Jesus, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, God. That's what Jesus said. Hey, folks, let me say this, and we'll come right back to this when we come back for the final segment. If what was being preached today was being preached back 2,000 years ago in Christ's time, he would have never been crucified. So the question is why was he crucified? Because I'll tell you what, he fought for what he loved. They just didn't know it. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Oh, that came upon me without me knowing it that it's going to come back that quick, but it did. Hey, folks, you know my whole testimony is when I do high school assemblies across the country, colleges, tea parties and such, whatever, wherever. You know, I had my little boy at one time, this is some time back, and we were driving around Lake Harriet, and he was actually on my lap. And he wet himself on my lap, and the girl driving, I wanted her to understand that I wasn't the one that peed my pants. It was my little boy that actually peed his pants. So I said, could you pull over on the side of the road? I need to change his little diaper. And so she pulled over. I can bring you to the exact spot, Lake Harriet in Minneapolis. I set him down. I looked at him, and I called him Bose, and I said, Bose, you know Daddy loves you. You know that I'm your daddy, and you listen to Daddy. You don't disobey Daddy. And all of a sudden, he disobeyed me, and he ran right behind the car that I was in, and he ran right in front of a van. I got up. The van stopped just 2 seconds. 2 inches later, friends, he would have creamed my little boy, in whom I love so much. I went over, picked him up, and spanked his butt really hard, and I said to him, I love you so much, don't you ever do that again. See, because the moral of the story is if he doesn't understand no the first time, the second van might not stop. And that's exactly what Scripture teaches us, friends. That is the love of God. I shared yesterday about how grandpa and grandma and people that really have hearts for God, they get the message. They receive the engrafted word, which is able to save their souls. It's imparted into them. They understand that love. You know, there's a lot of young people, folks, that are 6 feet under the ground because nobody cared enough to love on them in the truth and to warn them of their sins before a just and a holy God. And it's high time, America, that we stand up in love on each other in truth. Regardless of how we feel, we hold each other in truth for the salvation of our soul so we can understand that Christ is the standard. He's the standard, not man's fallen nature. And the only people that you see succumb to their sins are those that are indulging in their sins. They want to be there.
And if they don't want to be there, they can call upon the name of the Lord the same way that I did. Because he's the one that answered me when I was rocking and rolling in a band called Hooker, of all names, 20-some years ago. He's the one that ruined my party life. He was the one that brought me to understand that by his Holy Ghost that I really was doing things that I didn't want to do. As Paul said in Romans 7, but I thank God that Jesus Christ was there to save me from my sin, to understand who he is and to understand what real grace is. And then I began to overcome in him, not outside of him. Because I obeyed that form of doctrine that was given unto me, Romans 6. Let's go back to Mark 10, 17 through 31. The rich young ruler runs up to Jesus and said, he was trying to justify him. He said, Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? He already had the answers. That's how you know that he was justifying himself. Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one. That is God. Then he said, thou knowest the commandments. Listen, friends, thou knowest the commandments. Today in America, they're teaching you to be a bunch of antinomianists. A bunch of anarchists. Well, we're not under the laws of method of salvation. You're right, but it drives us to Christ who fulfills it, right? That's why we got a bunch of mushroom converts, as George Whitefield rightly said. You don't know you're committing a crime until you see the posted law. That's who Moses was. He posted the law. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Sounds like Romans 13, doesn't it, friends? Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto them, Master, all of these have I observed from my youth. Ah, man, I've already done that. I've already done that, what else is there that you can, tell me I need to know there, Jesus? Well, Jesus said to him, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Now listen carefully. And said unto him, one thing you lack. Friends, he said, one thing you lack. He didn't go for everything that was just hunky-dory. He didn't just go along with everything that he was doing right. No, he went right for the stumbling block, the little sin in his life that was holding him back from knowing who Jesus Christ was. So what did Jesus say? Beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing you lack. Not, hey, let's hide you from that. Not, don't worry about that. Just build off all the good you got in your life. Hey, friends, take heed that you stand lest you fall. Because for, I don't know if it's just me, but within your carnal nature, there is nothing good outside of Christ. George Whitefield said, man left to himself is half beast and half devil. He's exactly right. Should we go to the prison system and see if that's not true? Because it is true. The hideous crimes committed towards one another. Hey, folks, I want to tell you where I'm at. The other day, I was walking by a swimming pool. And I seen, you call me whatever you want to call me. I seen a fly trying to get out of the water. And I can't stand them nasty things. And at that time, I was broken, and I understood what that fly was going through. So I put some plastic under him and let him get out of there and fly away. I remember another time where I was in a broken state, and I seen a turtle in the middle of the road. And I seen it, his feet were moving all over the place, but he was on his shell, so he couldn't get up right. He couldn't get on his fours. You know what I did? I stopped, and I say this with compassion in my heart for every being. The Bible says, be kind to your beast. I'm trying to equate this to an animal so you can understand my love for you. I remember I pulled over on the side of the road and I turned the turtle upright so he wouldn't get run over. Some call me nuts for that. I can't even stand seeing a bird on the side of the road with a broken wing. What does grace teach you? To love life. To protect life. God has shed his grace upon us. Yes, what are we doing with that grace? We should be loving on each other. We should be looking out for each other. We should be telling each other the truth. We should be bearing each other's burdens. For that is the fulfilling of the law of Christ, Galatians 6. But this man, he was trying to defend that one thing. Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing you lack. He went right for the one thing that he didn't want him to go for. He said, go and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. His possessions meant more to him than knowing Christ. Let me ask you something, friends. What you're living for today, is it worth dying for? Hey, just asking. What you're living for today, is it worth dying for? Because Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that to trust into riches to enter into the kingdom of God? He goes on, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, there be few that find it. The way in. Guess what few means, friends? It means few. That's what it means. It means few. It doesn't mean anything outside of few. One, two, maybe three. You know, we've seen that there was eight souls saved on Noah's ark, and the rest of the world was destroyed. Folks, you also got to keep in mind, too, judgment floats your boat if you're in Christ. Judgment floats your boat if you are in Christ. And I know you're writing this stuff down, guys. There's so many times when I get on these topics that I totally get it because I have the testimony of it. And having a testimony, remember David said he knew more than the ancients because he had the testimonies of the Lord. People read the testimonial that we have. It's called My War, which you can order, by the way, 1-877-807-9977 or 866-233-0747. People say that when they begin to read my testimonial, they can't set it down. I don't care who it is. That is the reoccurring theme around this comic book. Of course, because it's a real testimony. It's not make-believe, it's real. And that's exactly what David had. And that's exactly what I want to have. So when I go to people, I know what I'm talking about. My testimony, which is the gift of prophecy. You know, Jesus at one point said, woe to you teachers. That's damning them, by the way. Woe in this particular context. He said, you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. He called them blind guides. You strain at a gnat but swallow a camel. Folks, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.